From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Accusations that Russia is behind elections meddling and around the globe and attacks on individuals have prompted the White House to impose sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. VOA's Doug Bernard reports.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
The Trump administration says the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China has unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs, including soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiffner does not like the president's approach.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are being worked out with Beijing. Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40 people. The violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally Russia launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. As relaxations between Beijing, I should say relations between Beijing and Pyongyang thaw slightly, the prospect of China relaxing its sanctions imposed on North Korea and thwarting U.S. President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign makes experts worry. In an attempt to renew relations with China, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made an unexpected visit to Beijing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping last week. Experts on the North Korean economy speculate that Kim may have asked Xi to ease sanctions during his visit and that if Xi, in fact, agreed, the move could complicate the U.S. effort to exert pressure on North Korea ahead of a nuclear summit tentatively set to take place with Mr. Trump in May. Muslim American advocacy organizations are hailing a legal settlement with New York City police over the department's surveillance of the community, saying the agreement sends a message that simply being Muslim is not a crime. Under the terms of the settlement, the police confirmed that they have dismantled the unit responsible for carrying out the intelligence gathering. Palestinian medical workers say Israeli forces killed 7 Palestinian protesters Friday as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israel-Gaza border. Gaza's health ministry said the dead included a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. The death brings the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fire since last week to at least 27 people. At least 14 people were killed late Friday when a semi-trailer collided with a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team. A total of 28 people, including coaches and the driver, were on the bus at the time. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he could not imagine the parents of the players were going through and the pain. He said, "My heart goes out to everyone affected by the terrible tragedy." Well, April 7th marks the 70th anniversary of the World Health Organization. It also marks World Health Day. Over the past 70 years, the World Health Organization has spearheaded efforts to free the world of killer diseases like smallpox, has since formed partnerships to end other diseases like polio. Peter Crowley is a former polio team leader.
We're almost there, this close. 99.9% of polio has been eradicated from the world.
And he made that statement in 2014, and since then, polio workers have kept up their efforts despite conflict and hardship. Last year, 17 children contracted the virus, but polio will only be stamped out when no child gets the disease. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.